tell me about this MP3, Philip. I don't know how to play that on my Walkman. Ah!
Oh,
man, joke.
Oh, you're funny.
Hey, hey, what's going on, podcast fans? This is Philip Kerrigan, program manager of the CFD. We want to thank you for always tuning in to our very special podcasts about charities that are doing great things in our community. Today, we're going to do something special, though. We're going to play you some of our favorite, what we call cold opens. Those are the ridiculous pieces of dialogue that happen between Heather and myself, or myself and Jerrica, or between Heather and Jerrica, whoever hosts the show. It's those pithy little things we start the show with. So for your listening pleasure, here are some of the best of the cold opens over the last year. Enjoy.
Wilbur, dude. Oh, if can't I ever had a pig, do you know what I would name it?
What?
Oink Floyd. Yeah.
That's excellent name.
Right?
Yeah, that's a well thought out name. Oink Floyd.
And you're welcome.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So we'll get started. I'll do the little intro.
That was beautiful.
I know.
When you're gone, I don't have anybody to sing my harmonies.
I know. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So the next month is going to be brutal.
I'm just going to be singing, and I'm going to wait for it.
You're going to be harmony-less.
Nothing.
See how good
I like this. See, I think you're doing this on purpose to make me feel at ease, so I appreciate it.
Nice. Yeah, no, we're normally dorks like this.
Yeah, yeah. So. That's what makes this podcast so good.
Okay, all right.
Because we're dorks.
Good company, then.
Electrolyte water.
Electrolyte water. It's nothing better. I didn't even know what electrolytes in water mean.
I assume that electrolytes look kind of like nerds, the candy. Like they're just like these little goobery
things. I don't think that's
with
right.
Arms.
I don't think that's right.
Whatever.
I think whatever, it's right to me.
You need to bring sweatbands.
I know.
I mean, cuz I don't want you to get sweaty as you're
This is the most limber I get is before these podcasts.
I don't know if that stretchy. Says something or for
it says
you.
All bad things about Philip's general fitness. Yes. I can have iced coffee. I can drink iced coffee.
Oh, yeah.
But what I cannot have is hot coffee that turned cold.
Oh,
it's
really?
Not the same to me.
Yeah. Interesting.
Maybe if you threw some ice in there psychologically, I could do it.
When it comes to coffee, I feel like a garbage disposal.
A garbage disposal?
Yeah, like it doesn't even matter. Like it's coffee mm-hmm. at some point. I know I need it.
Mm-hmm.
That's called addiction.
Yes, it is.
And I am addicted to coffee and the caffeine. I think there are some coffees where I'm just like, this is really good coffee.
Yeah, like a mocha that drowns coffee.
No, chocolate. No. Just like plain like black coffee, like drinking. Like if it's quality,
mm-hmm.
then you can taste. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm selling coffee here. But like,
yeah. Do you work for like Folgers?
Yes.
I like that you're picking up all the microphones and saying things into them. Do you want me to do the
I'm
same?
Because I'm testing them out. You see, yours sounds so much better than mine.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm amazing.
Because you're a woman?
No, because I'm amazing, idiot.
Get it straight.
Like Dwight Schrute, idiot, idiot.
Beats.
Bears.
Battlestar Galactica.
Enter snarky comment here for the intro.
What do you got?
I have no actual snarky comment. That's why I said that thing.
Do you want to talk about Michael Jordan?
I always want to talk about Michael Jordan. Okay, so here's my thing. I want to start a sports podcast because I have so many issues with basketball, but nobody wants to talk about them.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about them now.
I was giving you the
floor.
That's
why I need my own podcast.
Nice. Is that your radio voice?
Yeah, was it okay?
I liked it.
Or should it be different? Should it be like...
It depends on the kind of...
That's more like my monster truck show.
I was going to say that, yeah.
It's more monster...
Sunday!
You know why? It's because I watched a lot of monster truck shows.
I kind of always wanted to go to one.
My brother and my dad got to go, and me and my mom would have picnics in the living room and really? Watch Cinderella.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Did you have a good time?
I liked the food part.
I felt like velociraptors were like really smart.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they were crafty.
They are crafty.
And they had that little finger, that little intimidating hooky finger thingy.
And, I mean, shoot, they could open doors.
That is true. Steven Spielberg actually did research on that.
Did he do research?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, he broke the mold.
I could believe anything you say. It won't make a difference. That's awesome.
I'm glad to know that. Now I'm going to make up a lot more facts.
Oh, great. That'll be great.
Yeah, it was a little kind of panic-inducing to be like, oh, I'm in a new age bracket, and I, what do I do?
Oh, hashtag getting old.
Hashtag I need life alert. Potatoes are delicious.
Potatoes are amazing. They're amazing.
We should dedicate a podcast to potatoes.
This has been Potato Hour. All right, here we go. That was a hell of a cold open. You know, that's what they call those things.
Cold opens?
They call them the cold open. In the business, they call what we're doing here the cold open.
So we should call it the cold open.
We're going to, I mean, let's be profesh.
Why not?
That was an excellent cold open.
Boom.
Yeah, it was so cold. We went ham on that cold
oh!
open.
Oh! Oh, that's funny.
See, I'm hip. I'm cool.
Oh, Jerick is going to love it.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah.
On Anchorman, he's like, I got Tom O'Leary and Jack Johnson right here. Oh, Anchorman.
Yeah, anybody who names their fists.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know, of all the things, not your arm, your fist.
I know. I think I'd go like random. Like, I've got Mike Schmidt and Ryan Sandberg right here for you. People would be like, they'd be so confused. They'd be like, what? 1980s baseball stars?
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why baseball? I've got Michael Jordan and his friend Scottie Pippen.
Ah, we worked Michael into the show.
Yeah, as you choke to death. I know, don't choke to death, man. Don't do it.
I'm good. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I should just be like, you know, vague threats anytime I want to make a vague threat.
If you want to go modern, I've got LeBron James and the rest of the Cavaliers. Because they
the
all of
staff?
Them together might equal one fist.
Might. If we're lucky.
If they're lucky.
This is the weirdest place we've ever done this.
I know, right? So,
Hi, we're reporting from a dark room somewhere in the bowels of L&I.
Ka, 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 ka. I also like that the lights are dim.
I know.
Yeah.
This is really, this is weird. This is strange. And not dim in like a good way. Dim in like a weird lighted way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is not like a fun thing.
Also, at some point, I feel like someone will be like, excuse me?
You can't be in a room with all that fancy equipment.
Did you approve this through the union?
Yeah, that's
exactly sorry, we did not.
Nope.
I like to sing backup.
Okay, sing backup, not lead vocal?
Well, I mean, I was the lead vocal, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be honest how amazing my vocals are.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
The voice of an angel.
Okay, farming and harvest. This is interesting. I have neither farmed nor harvested.
Really?
So this will be an interesting one.
We should farm and harvest.
Yeah, I haven't done either one. So that'll be interesting.
If you farmed and harvested something, would you pull it out of the ground and eat it immediately?
No. Good Lord.
Would you do it if I gave you $5?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Is it working?
Hello?
Oh, it's working like a charm.
Look at that. Yeah, don't just look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
Just look at that right there.
Welcome to Minnesota's Coffee Hour.
Oh, don't you know? We just drink a good cup of Joe and some whole milk cream from the cow out back.
Don't you know?
For someone that lives in Wisconsin, I feel like you make fun of it a lot.
I make fun of people from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I do. Mm-hmm. Because I'm from Wisconsin. So, suck it, Minnesota.
Wow, sorry to our one Minnesota listener.
I know.
Based on the map.
We just lost that listener. Sorry, Bill. Are you ready for the Thanksgiving break?
Wow. Yeah.
Look at the enthusiasm for Thanksgiving.
I know.
Wow. Like, you know, it's one of my favorite holidays of the year.
Because you get to eat?
Yeah.
I know. But I'm tasked this year, my job.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. My job is to come up with a new side dish.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So I got to thrill everybody.
Uh-huh.
And then make a dessert. So that's my job this year.
Okay.
I can do this.
Yeah.
I got no problem with it. Yeah. But it's one of those things where I'm just like, I know because procrastination has seeped into my life.
Yeah.
I will wait until the last minute to figure out what I'm going to do and then kind of be like,
you should be like, I have a side dish, beer.
Ready to rumble. And rumbling, rumbling, rumbling. Clearly I'm a musician.
Obviously.
My
you've
voice.
You've got an excellent
the
voice.
The voice of the gods.
Voice of the gods.
Did you not hear?
I wouldn't get that excited about yourself.
It was pretty awful.
So did I tell you about like how excellent I was as the DJ? I crushed it.
You'd play a song and then you'd be like, "Oh, did you see that?" And when people were dancing,
I was
like,
so happy with myself. Yeah. Like, "Oh, this is amazing! I got one person on the dance floor.
One is better than none."
That's
I don't
correct.
Know if you've heard that.
It's pretty embarrassing. I played "Jump Around" by House of Pain. It cleared the whole dance floor. Not a single person danced to it.
Really? So your theory about
ridiculous.
The groomsmen losing their crap and
I
dancing
they
to
would.
That song? No,
I misread the room. Hmm. They were like 21 years old. They were they weren't even a glint in their mother's eye.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like a. An
they probably
age
were
thing?
Like, "Who is this band that's doing asking me to jump around the whole time?"
I don't want
to
come and get down.
I don't even want to get on my seat and jump around.
I don't. I don't.
Why did that sound like a Dr. Seuss voice?
Could you imagine House of Pain
as
Dr.
Seuss?
Seuss?
Oh, man.
We should do that.
Yeah, that would be spectacular.
Yeah, I get rid of the...
gotta get rid of the thing.
Thank goodness for taping, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And there you go.
And there you have it.
There you have it, folks. The best of the cold opens. We really want to thank you for tuning in this year and being a part of Podcasts for Good. We want to thank all of the charities that came on the show, did incredible work within their community, still doing it to this day, and really take the time to talk about topical issues in our community and what we can all do to come together and help. Thanks again for listening to the podcast, and we hope you have a good holiday season.